episode 1311, Control Isn't Always a Bad Thing.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. It is Monday, and guess what? The kids are back in school. Boy, I better get my mind together. It is Mindset Monday. Are you ready? Control isn't a bad thing. Woo, we're going to hit it out of the park. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, why is it that everything in life involves change? Change is a constant, and with change, control isn't always a bad thing. How many times have you been told you control too much? Do you see my hand? Oh yeah, it's raised really, really high. You take it too far in organizing the day, planning for tomorrow, and understanding the path you're on. That's just to name like a blink of what you like to control. However, control can be positive and negative. You can let yourself spiral out of control and let your emotions get the best of you. Most of us have heard the saying, you can't control everything life throws at you. You can recount, I'm sure, a time where you let it all hang out for the worst, exploding with anger and frustration, maybe just not handling it the way you would have if you had been in control. Think back to that time. What did you like about how you handled yourself? Maybe you were very honest. You possibly did not fear to respond as usual. And you stood up for yourself. So those are all bonuses, right? That all sounds very positive. But what did you not like about how you handled yourself? Well, you could have changed the way you spoke the truth, not being so blunt and speaking out of love instead of maybe out of hate or out of bitterness or out of just whatever came out of your mouth. You could have paused and created space to respond more appropriately and calmly, collecting yourself. And maybe you were just rude to those who really weren't part of the conversation. That happens, right? Control, though, isn't always a bad thing. There is a positive and negative effect. School has begun, and we began preparation over the weekend. Getting the backpacks out. Oh yes, finding the lunchbox that had been buried under two or three different other things in the pantry. You know, in search of those shoes and picking out what outfit to wear. And we're talking about boys here. Yes, my two youngest are back in school. I am celebrating this whole idea of the first of the last day of a middle schooler. Yes. But that just means that there's more heartache, I'm sure, later on, because then he's going to be a high schooler. But you have to always look at what? The silver lining. You have to look from a positive perspective. Well, in all this preparation that we were going through, there was also anxiety, the unexpected, because life throws curveballs all the time at us. And a curveball for them right now is school. And on top of that, our little Einstein number four, Noah, he is headed off to a brand spanking new school. The newest school here in the state. Millions upon millions upon millions. Just shy of $100 million to build this school. Incredible facility. Amazing. But there's still this anxiety of the unknown and the preparation and something being new and you being what? Out of control. Yet, we're told that we can't control everything. I mean, seriously, what is this? This yang and yang. It doesn't make any sense to me, right? It confuses us. And then we become a mom. We become a dad. We become a leader of our family, the CEO. We become leaders within our workforce and in our community, and we're supposed to sit here and say, well, we're just going to kind of let life do itself, and we're just going to respond. We're just going to react. And we're not going to try to do anything else because really, we can't control anything. Does any of that really make sense when you begin to break it down? It's kind of mind-boggling. And yes, for a Monday, I want you to think. It's important for us to think. Well, I got my boys thinking. And I was like, guys, you got this. Yes, it's something new, but guess what? It's something new for all the high schoolers. No one has been in that building except for orientation. Everybody is going to get lost. Nobody is going to know their direction. People are going to get flustered because they're late to class. Tardies won't count. Yes. And then for my eighth grader, G-Man, he's like, but Mom, you know, I don't know about all of this. I'm stressed about school. I already don't know my homework schedule and all of this. I said, whoa, take a breath. I said, you're going back to people who already recognized you. Remember, we just moved here barely 6 months ago. And I said, we went into orientation and people came up to you and said, hey man, how's your summer going? How cool is that? We as human beings tend to really blow things out of proportion. Our mind can play tricks on us. It's those what? Curveballs. And when life throws curveballs, you got to be ready for the unexpected and take preparation. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Be ready for the unexpected. Now, what I want us to do is to remove the negative stigma of control and focus on how you can control you. We're not talking about the situation. Because you can't control the situation unless if you're the one who's leading the situation. That's a different episode, though. We're talking about being in a situation that you don't have control over except what you can control yourself. That's the key. You can only control you. So prepare to unlock the secrets of control that readies you for the unexpected. Now, this was exciting because I walked my boys through this. And I said, guys, you can do this. You can apply this as you're going through your day when you find yourself in a situation. And so we role played a little bit and I helped them understand. So today I'm going to help you understand how to prepare to unlock the secrets of control. Are you ready? Number one, keep your emotions in check. Ooh, hard to do. Yeah, why? Because we think and we react to our emotions. We don't consciously say our emotions control us, but we let our emotions lead us. You can't do that. Emotions are not meant to lead your reactions. You must decide on your response and take action. Appropriate action, whatever it is for the situation or circumstance or conversation that you're in. Now, we cannot go through all scenarios, but you can take this and say, okay, keep my emotions in check. What does that mean? Break it down for you. Now, there's a lot of different situations in your life. And you're like, Christine, I could spend like forever on all of this stuff. And we're only on number one. I know. So I want you to look at the most critical one that kind of comes up in your life, a pattern. So today, after you're done listening to how to unlock these secrets of control and ready yourself for the unexpected, I want you to think about the situations that come up as a pattern. Maybe there's something that happens every day after school for your family and for you. Maybe you get a little grouchy at a certain time of the day. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom that has your young babies just crawling all over you. And after nap time, for some reason, if you don't get whatever it is taken care of, you're like a holy terror monster. Okay? Now be real and honest with yourself. Take those situations and use those to start with. Then you can begin to branch outward into other circumstances and situations. So keep your emotions in check. Number two, understand your personal triggers. What sets you off? What sets you off in certain situations? You need to have a plan that will give you space when that situation occurs. So for my son, who's in high school, he's a junior this year. He's excited, nervous, anxious, all at the same time. He's thrilled because he's already counting down. He's like, Mom, I already want to be in college. I get it. He's ready for it. I mean, when the man is reading the United States Constitution word for word in the articles, holy cow, yeah, he's ready. But that's him. And I love that about him. But he also knows that he has triggers. What begins to what set him off? And it's not a bad thing, okay? Understand the word trigger doesn't necessarily mean bad, that you're doing something wrong. But within yourself, within your body, within what you can control about you, a trigger may be something like you begin to feel hot under the collar. And not because you're going to mouth off to somebody. You're literally getting hot. You can feel your blood pressure changing, and it's not a hot flash, okay? So those are things that you have to think about. Maybe your palms become sweaty. Maybe you begin to actually verbalize words differently, okay? Because you get nervous and you begin to stumble all over your words, and maybe you begin to talk faster and none of it makes sense. And so you have to learn to slow down, okay? So look and understand your personal triggers. Again, you're focusing on these situations or circumstances that are repeating themselves right now in your life, in your season of life that you're in. So again, another example, maybe you're building a business right now and you're working on your website, you're working on social media, you're trying to get everybody together. Maybe it's a multi-level marketing, so you're working on networking and you're telling your friends about it. And there's these certain things that you need to work on, but certain ones just kind of, it gets in the way of what you really want to accomplish. Then start there, all right? Find what is the situation that's repeating itself multiple times throughout your week. Now, if there's a lot going on, then you may need to look at a day, but right now, kind of look at it in a week block. So understand those personal triggers. And when you do, then you have a plan that gives you space. So for my son, he can get anxious meeting new people. And so for him, what I want him to do is I just want him to take a deep breath and blow it out of his nose, because he may look funny blowing it out of his mouth, and he may, you know, blow right into the new person's face that he's meeting, right? So that would be a little awkward, and you don't want to put your son into an awkward situation. So you just say, take a deep breath in, blow it out slowly, and ask one simple question about the day. So what have you liked most about your day? Because it's all going to be new. You can just focus on that question and ask that question, and then just listen. Breathe and listen to what they're saying. Focus on the words, their mouth, and that's it. He's like, okay, I can do that. Simple things, very small, with a humongous impact. Understand your personal triggers. Number three, never underestimate you. Never underestimate you. Take away the excuses. Bury them. Stop blaming others. Bring the responsibility back to what you can control. You. Y-O-U. Control isn't a bad thing. It's how you look at it, how you begin to really utilize it. God wants us to control ourselves, right? It's called self-control. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit to have self-control. That's what we're talking about here. It's the beginning of how you can begin to implement it into your life that makes it real and tangible. Because change is what? A constant. There's always going to be something new. There's always going to be something different happening in every season throughout your journey of life. And so when you're in the game of life and you're playing it, you got to know how to play fair in the right way. That benefits who? You. You're not being selfish, but you only can control you. And so that's what you have to look at. Control isn't always a bad thing. Now understand, this is coming from someone who likes control, who has had many issues with control, who still has to watch how she says things, who's, you know, she still has to watch what she's doing. Yeah, we're talking about me. And that's something that I take very, very seriously. But control isn't always a bad thing. Now, if you're one who says, I need some help because I really feel like I'm out of control. And me trying to control and to do this stuff, it just looks like it's going to be a hot mess. I don't want you to be in a hot mess. I don't want you to feel even more flustered than what you already are. So click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation because you have a free gift from me. It's a complimentary coaching call. When you click on that link, that begins a conversation. Fill out that little form. That email comes directly to me. Nobody else sees it. I'll get it. You will get an email back from me and we will set up a time where we can actually chat. You can hear my voice or you could also do a face-to-face. Scary, I know. Not just to hear my voice, but to see my face. Okay, that's for another episode. You matter. And so for that, don't you think you're worth a coaching call to take the time? Especially if control is an issue. And for someone who has had to work on that and has had to come on her knees and just ask God to, you know, you got to take this from me. Because it's something that I really thought, well, I was supposed to be doing certain things. And it was all about control when I, you know, really began to break it down. And that's a really bad thing. But it can be a very good thing. It goes both ways. What is it for you? Click on that link, take aim in the show notes, and I look forward to hearing from you. Keep your emotions in check. Understand your personal triggers and never underestimate you. You are absolutely born with magnificence. You were created on purpose for a purpose. This day just didn't happen. It is a gift from God given to you to go out to live, love, and impact. Remember, control isn't always a bad thing. You can actually use it for the positive and see a dramatic change in your life for the better. Remember, one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Make it an incredible week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.